I do, but the Gemara says no, maybe not like that. I do, but the other svara is like this. Mishum de chilufayim kigidulin. I tell you the chilufim, that you make an exchange of the apples, that has the same malacha like the gedulim, what grows out of the apples. Loishinahu v'loishna chaveroi. It should be no difference when you say your apples are also on yourself, that we say if you have an exchange now, the exchange is also also to you, or whether you say your apples should be also on your friend Shimon, that now if you have an exchange, somebody, you give these apples away, and somebody gives you pears in exchange, your friend Shimon is still also to eat these pears. That's the Gemara Safik. In such a case, when you say your apples are also on your friend Shimon, and now you have an exchange for these apples, is Shimon allowed to eat the exchange or not? That's the Gemara Safik. So the Ran explains that what's the Safik? The Chur, the first part of the Gemara is right. If you have to come on that you're making a Nissa Neder here, you have no right to make a Nissa Neder upon these pears, upon Shimon, because right now you don't own the pears. Right now you only have apples in front of yourself. So you said these apples here should be us at the Shimon. That you could do, because you own the apples. But how is there a tzad to say that when you exchange now the apples for pears, and later you get pears, that these pears should also be us on Shimon? How could that be? But the Gemara says you have no right to make those pears that don't belong to you us on Shimon. So how is it chal? So the Ran explains like this. The other side of the Gemara is that it has nothing to do with the neder. Maybe that's halacha of Isuri Hano. The halacha of Isuri Hano that can apply to any Isuri Hano HaTorah. There are a lot of things that you're not allowed to have enjoyment from. The Mashal Orla. Orla, if you have fruits, the first 3 years they grow. They're also Hano, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the fruits either. And so, that's the Gemara Safik. Maybe a regular Isur Hano also has this halacha, that you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the Chilufin. Midrabbanan, that's maybe the Safik. In other words, it's like this. When Reuven first makes the nether, his apples should be Yasser on Shimon. That he has a right to do. And these apples now are like Yisuri Yanoh for Shimon. They're also for Shimon teat to have enjoyment from these apples. So maybe now, once it's also Banoh, the halacha of Yisuri Yanoh all over the Torah is that you can't have enjoyment from the thing itself, and the same thing from the exchange, also you can't have enjoyment. Not because of the neder, but because of Isuri Hano. Maybe if somebody owns, let's say, apples of Orla. You have an apple tree. The first 3 years it grows, it gives off fruits. Those fruits are Asa Bano. Let's say you give now these fruits to somebody else and it gives you pears in exchange. The same question will be, maybe it's us if you eat these pears. Now it's maybe the din of Chilufayim is also, it's not only us because of the neder, but it's also because of Isuri Hano. Then it would be good. Then Shimon would be yos to eat the exchange of these apples. Even though you don't own the exchange of the apples when you said it, still, right now you're only saying your apples should be yos on Shimon. That you could do. Shimon now is not allowed to eat these apples. If you have an exchange with somebody else and get pears for it, it could be because of the halacha of Isuri Hano. Any exchange you get from the Isuri Hano is also for you to eat it. That's the Gemara Safik. Is there such a locha like that, that by Isuri Hano also the exchange is also to you? Or maybe no, by Isuri Hano the exchange is mutter. It goes like this. You yourself are not allowed to make the exchange. Now let's say you have fruits that's also b'hano. So you're not allowed to sell it to somebody and get something back, because you're having enjoyment from it. Now let's say these fruits that grew the first 3 years, it's also for you to have enjoyment. So you're not allowed to give it to your friend to get fruits back, to get pears back. That you're not allowed to do. The question is, let's say you did it. So you're over in Israel, you had enjoyment. But now that you did it, are you allowed to eat these pears that you got back? That's the question. Midiraisa, for sure you're allowed to eat it. Like once you already did it already, fafalit, you got the enjoyment. Now that you have the pears are not Asa Bahanoah. Only the apples are Asa Bahanoah. The exchange that you got, midiraisa, is mut if you eat it. The question is, though, midirabonah, though, maybe still it's Asa. That the Rabbanon don't want you to have any enjoyment from it at all. We're afraid if you can eat the exchange, maybe you'll come to eat the Isur Hano itself. So that's the Gemara Safik. On every Isur Hano, is there also such halacha that the Chilufayim, the exchange of that food, is also asa to you? Then it would be good here, Shimon would be asa to that also. So Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring proofs now from Isur Hanos. Tomorrow says, Omalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says back, Hare Beis HaKnesses. There's a Gemara later. Oh, no. Oh, I said no. No. I mean, more so like this way. Omar Rav Acha Bar Menuhmi. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you proof like this. Is Alocha Hoi Melu Yishtoi. If somebody says to his wife, Koi Neim Sheini Nena Lecha, I'm making a Nisa Neda, you wife, that you can't have any enjoyment from me. All my property, all my money is offered to you. That's what the husband said to his wife. So Alocha is, Lover, the wife now is allowed to go and borrow money. What should she do? She has no money, Tidon, she can't starve. So she has the right to go borrow money from somebody, and with that money she'll buy food and eat on. But the locher is, Ubalei Chayvin Boyin V'Nefroyim. The person that she borrowed the money from, that person could come back to the husband and collect his money from the husband. That's the locher. Now, my time of Balei Chayvin Nefroyim, why is it that this Baal Chayv, the person that lent the money to the wife, has a right now to come and collect the money back from the husband? Lav mishum, isn't it because the chilufayim lav kigedulin? Because the chilufin, the exchange of isuri anor, is not kigedulayim, dummy. It's mutter for you. That's why here the Baal Chayv is allowed to have the exchange back. So the Ran explains that this is very shrewd gemara exactly what does one have to do with the other. So let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Lover, top Ran, Kleima, Isha, Baal Chayv, and Boyim, and Ephraim. True, the husband made an nisa neder that the wife can't have enjoyment from him. Still, the husband's nechas and property is meshuba to the wife. He has a chiyuk suba like to feed his wife. Hilkach, bal choiv boyim and nefroyim. Therefore, if she borrowed money from somebody, that person has the right to collect his money from the husband. In the case where you give the person's wife money, you can't collect. That's only if the person on his own free will comes and gives her money, gives her food. So then you can't collect it back. But if the wife herself goes and borrows money from somebody else, she has the chiyuv to pay back the loan, because she took a loan now from somebody. But Masha loves her. What she borrowed, she has to pay back. Therefore, she has the Baal Chayv, that this person comes and tells the wife, you owe me money. So Lachar is the Baal Chayv Nefroim in Abal. This person is allowed to go to the husband. To Maitzian Mizev, Naisin Lazer. Because really, she has a right to collect the money from the husband. So Midi Rab Nosson. You have a right from Rab Nosson's Halacha that instead of this third person going to the wife, and then the wife collecting from the husband, he has the right to go directly to the wife. That's why here the person could collect the money. Now, the question is, next round, my time about the Chayv and Boyim and Ephraim, how come this third person is allowed to collect the money from the husband? L'chura, the husband is as an Isser Hanor, he can't give anything to his wife. So you have to say, Mishum D'chalufayim, this here is called an exchange, and the exchange is Mutter. So round sounds like this, the Kasalka Daitlich we thought, Kivon D'Bishor, she lover. At the time when she borrowed the money now, Mishabedes Nichsei Habal. The husband's Nechosim is Meshubid, like really the husband has a Chiyiv to feed his wife. Sarehi Kimachlefes Nichsei Habal V'Nichsei Acherim. This should be considered like an exchange. Instead of her taking the money from the husband, she went and took the money from a third party. So this third party's money is like an exchange of the Isuri Hanor. Like the husband is not allowed to have enjoyment from the husband. But she did not take the money from the husband. She borrowed money from somebody else. So the money she's borrowing from somebody else is like a chilufin. It's like an exchange for the husband's property. Still it says, Kibud lepsoi bal choy boyim and ephroyim. So the bal choy has the right letter to collect. So nehi de kar minin, my time bal choy boyim and ephroyim lav higufa kashalon. So today, like yisur klal. It's not really a question why the third person could collect the money. To the third person, there's no issur at all. Halachikom, and this is what the Gemara means to ask. Kibun lepsoi balachoy boyim and ephroyim, heichi sharas alifsa. The kasher is, how is does she have a right to borrow money? How could she borrow money from this third person, since at the end this third person is going to collect the money from the husband? So it comes out the money that she's borrowing from this third person is a chilufin, is an exchange for the husband's money. It comes out, instead of the wife taking the money directly from the husband, she's taking the money from this third person. See, if you tell me now, on every Yisuri Hanor, whenever you can't have enjoyment from the thing, here she can't have enjoyment from the husband's property. So the halacha is that she can't have enjoyment from an exchange. How could she have an enjoyment from this third party? This third party, since later he's going to collect the money from the husband, so when he gives the money to the wife, that money is like an exchange for the husband's property. If at all times when she can't have enjoyment from the husband, she can't have an enjoyment from the exchange also, so how come over here, is she allowed to borrow the money? That's Pshat in the Gemara. So Huru will bring in a proof that the chilufim, in exchange of a regular Yisuri Hanor, is mutter. It's only by an issa neder when you say clearly, you mean the exchange also to be yasa. But over here, the husband never had this in mind, to make an issa neder upon such an exchange, so therefore be mutter. So you see, an exchange is not also by Yisuri Hanor. Tomorrow says maybe no. Amar Rav Rava says maybe there's no proof from over here. Dilma lechatchilahu doloi. The yavid of it. Maybe lechatchilah you're not supposed to do this. Just if you did it with the yavid, then it's okay. To answer the dilma lechatchilahu doloi. At the beginning, if you ask, you're not supposed to do it. But the yavid of it kloima. Maybe she's not allowed to make an exchange from Issa to Heter. So here it's a little bit different. Because when she borrowed the money from the third person, even though the husband later will have to pay him back, it's not called a regular exchange. Because whose money is she taking now? She's taking a third person's money. So maybe when it's a real exchange, you can't have enjoyment from it. But over here, it's not called a real exchange. Because really, she's enjoying the third person's money, not the husband's. Hilkach yecholi lilivois. She's allowed to borrow money and need it. Even though later it's going to come out, it's like a chalufin, here it's a little bit different. So like we said, the havim in the shver. But the moral teret is not a real exchange. She is not allowed to have enjoyment from the husband's property. Okay, and she is not. Where is she having enjoyment from? She went to a third person and borrowed money from him. So at the time when she borrows the money, it's not really called an exchange of the husband's property. That's why here there's no proof. Here she's mutter, but it could be other places, maybe it's also. So Mora says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Toshima says, Aloha, Hamekadesh Borla. If somebody has Orla, that's you have fruits that grew off the tree the first 3 years, that it's also bano, you're not allowed to eat them. So you have these apples that are like dead apples, you can't eat them. You give it to your wife and say, I'm Mekadeshu. You Mekadesh your wife with Orla, with Yisuri Hano. Or else, the locker is ain't the Mekadeshus. You're not married. You didn't give her anything. You didn't give her money. You gave her fruits that also bano, it's not worth a penny. So you didn't give her anything, any worth, value, so Kedusha is not chal. What about now Mochron? Let's say this Paris of Orla, you have fruits, you have these apples of Orla, that's also bano. Now the husband first takes them and he sells them. He's over in Avera, he's over in Issa D'Oraisa even. Because by you selling the Orla, you're getting enjoyment from it. Like let's say you sell it to a guy, and the guy gives you money. So you have enjoyment now from the Orla. So you're over in Issa. But I call upon him, you have the money. The money now has value on the money mid D'Oraisa, there's no Issa upon the money. So it says here now, the Kiddush B'demayim, now if the husband takes this money, the money that he sold the apples that were Orla, and he got $10, and his $10 now he gives to his wife, and he's Mekadesh his wife with it, it says he raised the Mekadeshes, that the Kedushin is Chal. So the question is, why is the Kedushin Chal? If you tell me, Midrabonin, by your Yisuri Hanor, the exchange of the Yisuri Hanor is also offered to you, so this is called a regular exchange. Like you had these fruits of Orla, and you went and you exchanged it. You sold it to someone, and you got money back. The money is a direct exchange for these fruits. So if you're going to tell me now, Midrabonin, by your Yisuri Hanor, the exchange of Yisuri Hanor is also wasa to you, so then the money you have should also be yasa banor. So it has no value then. So why does it say here, if you give this money to your wife, you could be Mekanisho? Luchur, you didn't give her any value. It has no value, this money. It's not worth anything. So from here we say not like this. From here we see that the Yisuri Hanor, the exchange is mutter. True, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to sell the fruits to get money. But if you did it and you have the money now is mutter for you. You're allowed to do whatever you want with the money. Therefore, if you give this money to your wife and say, Arei HaMekudeshes Li, the Kedushin is Chal. But we have a raya against our original proof that by regular Yisuri HaNor, the exchange of Yisuri HaNor is mutter. And if so, when Reuven says that his apples is usher on Shimon, Shimon would be allowed to eat the exchange of the apples. Because the exchange of the apples is like a Dovah Shalom Bo Le'olam, so Yis and Neda, you can't include it. You only want it to be usher Shimon because of the Yisuri HaNor. After Yisuri HaNor, we have a proof here that Yisuri HaNor does not apply to the Chilufin, to an exchange. Gemara says, no, maybe again here, maybe there's no proof. I tell you, Hochinam Lechetchilahu Deloy. The Yavid of it, maybe again, Lechetchila, maybe there is an Issa Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, maybe Chilufin is Asa. The Rabbanan said this person, the fact that you went and sold this Ola and you got money for it, the money is also Asa to use. The Rabbanan says, Lechetchila, you're not allowed to use the money. Just the Rabbanan didn't go that far to say that the Yavid, if you went ahead and used the money to say the Kedushin is not Chal, so far they didn't do. They didn't go that far to say that the money like is not worth anything. No, it's money. Just we're telling you, Lechatchila, don't use that money. We are telling you, Lechatchila, the exchange of Yisuri HaNor is Asa. Just if you went ahead and did it, but the Yevad, we don't say the money like it has no value. We don't say the Kedushin is not Chal. Could be that so far the Rabbanan never went. The only said lechatchila not to have enjoyment from it. So therefore it could come out that this pshat, the Gemara is not pushing the shalom then. It could be by every Suri HaNor, the chilufin, the exchange is also lost to you. Just lechatchila, you're not supposed to have enjoyment from it. If you did though, with the evidence, okay. So Ran zends off here, Olinyin Allah, what do we come out? Lalochom, Lagabi Neider Atzmai. When a person makes a nether upon himself, the Yomer Elu, when he says these fruits, Afilu Echlifan Achar Neider Osa. Even if somebody else made the exchange, it's still Osa for you. Vaino Mastith, that's the Mel Mastith later. Avokeshadiru Achar, somebody else made this nether upon yourself, Vechainami Ben Neider Atzmai, Lo Yomer, he didn't say Elu, Mistavra de Lakula Naktinan. We go Lakula. Since the only sign of the Gemara to say the Chilufin is Asur is only Midrabbanan, so it comes out in the Gemara it's a Safek Yisad Rabbanan. Usually the Klal is on a Safek Yisad Rabbanan, you go Lakula. Now the Gemara is not pushing the Shaila. The Gemara is Mesupik. By a regular Yisuri HaNor, did the Rabbanan go so far to tell you the exchange of it is also wasa to you? So since the Gemara remains by a Safik, and it's a Safik Yisa the Rabbanan, therefore the Ran says we should go Lakula. Alright, turn on. Mishnah says like this. If somebody says, Hareini Olecha Cheirim, that means that Cheirim is like an Yisur, Ran says, of the Bedek HaBayis. Because you're making your house hegdish to your friend. In other words, a nice way of saying your friend cannot have any enjoyment from you. It means hareini me, means all my property, olecha is upon you cherim. It's like an issa hegdish of bedek abayis. So in such a case, hamudir osa, the person that I set it upon, he is also to have enjoyment from me. If Reuven said that his property should be like cherim to Shimon, so Shimon, the Muda, the one that received the Isser, he cannot go into the house. He cannot have enjoyment from Reuven. Hamudir Osa. What about if somebody says, Harei at olai cherim? Reuven says about his friend Shimon, that I want your house, Shimon, your property, to be Yosef to me. I want like your property to be like Hegdish to me. So then the Lach is Hanoidir Osa. Reuven that made the neder, he is also to have any enjoyment from Shimon. Because Reuven just said that he wants all Shimon's property to be like Hegdish to him. So you have a right to make all Shimon's property also to you. Since the Isser applies to you, and you're yourself, you own yourself, the neder is Chal upon yourself. What about if Reuven says, Hareini Olecha, I want all my property to be also to you, and also V'yatolai, I want all your property to be also to me. So one Reuven says it both ways. Reuven says he wants his property to be yasser to Shimon, and he also says he wants all Shimon's property to be yasser on him. So Lach is true, Shneyam Asurim, that both of them are yasser. Reuven can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, and Shimon can't have any enjoyment from Reuven, because Reuven made the nether both ways. He can't have enjoyment from me, and I can't have from him, so it's yasser. Now, the Mishnah says the Chiddush in such a case, Ushneya Mutarim Vidavar Shalele Bovel. Something in the city that's like Hefker, that the Erle Bovel means people go up to Bovel, is allowed to use it, or Bovel Pasha means that people go to Erle Regal. People that leave Bovel and go up to Eretz Yisrael, so they go to Erle Regal, so those things in the middle of the city that is meant for them to use is like Hefker. It doesn't really belong to anybody in the city. So therefore, both of these two people could use it. Because they only asked one or the other something they own. So something I own, you can't use. But let's say a burr, a ditch in the middle of the street, that's Hefka, belongs to whoever wants to use it, it doesn't belong to me, so I can't make it usher upon you. So therefore, anything that the Erle Bovel is allowed to use, that means we don't own it at all, therefore we're both allowed to use it, because I'm not ushering it on you, it's not something I own, I can't make it usher to you. But